Toilet Paper Thank Yous, written by Christina Curtin, July 28, 2019. Scarlett had her 8th birthday party this past weekend. Since she is currently in the mood to be a rock star when she grows up, her theme was music. Luckily, I came across a local studio that offers parties, and I was relieved I came through for Scarlett. Her ability to hang on to disappointment is impressive, and she tends to get to a level of pissed off that I just can't handle without a solid 8 hours of sleep or a glass of wine. As a mom, and as me, I struggle with a lot of things that surround birthdays. Some of it evolves from my upbringing, of course, because everything we do now as adults was due to our younger years. First, I struggle with the crowd. Mixing friends from different areas of your life is an uncomfortable thing, even as an adult. Your work friends don't know your neighbor friends, and having them together for a party is stressful, at least for me. I feel like I am playing a mediator the whole time, trying to make sure everyone feels included. It's too much, and I'm a social introvert. I get exhausted from all the talking and inclusion. That's why I don't invite people over, ever. No offense to any of my, like, 5 friends. I like you. I just don't gravitate towards purposely hanging out with people. But when I do, it's usually fine. Vince is the one to invite people over, but then he sneaks off to go to bed, and I'm left with the hosting. Such a dick. And it's the same for kids in terms of mixing the crowd. It tends to be even more uncomfortable. For me anyways, because kids aren't really good at small talk. It's really hard to get them to interact with other kids they don't know. Instead, they all tend to cling to the birthday child like slime sticks to carpet. For her party, Scarlett invited a mix of friends, but she was extremely selective in who she wanted there. Like me and Vince, she has a lot of connections and seems to know a whole lot of people, but when it came down to creating a list of friends for the party, she struggled and only came up with like 7 that she wanted to be there, and one of them was her sister Gianna. It's totally fine to only have a small circle of friends. I encourage them to choose people in their lives that have a positive impact. It's more about quality than quantity. But damn it, only 4 kids showed up this weekend, despite the RSVPs. And one of them was Gianna. Now, Scarlett didn't seem to care really. She didn't mention the size of her party at all. She was just excited to be the center of attention and enjoy her day. I, however, noticed, and the mom in me was really fucking pissed off. I mean, I get it. Things come up. I'm not really angry at the parents or the kids that didn't show. I realize I'm angry at the idea that my kid had a party and barely no one showed up. And I was angry at what I thought it would mean to Scarlett. She seemed oblivious, though, and I'm going to roll with that because why make a deal out of something she doesn't seem to care about? She has enough freak-out moments. The next thing I struggle about with parties, though, is the food. As I established before, I'm frugal, not cheap. I will spend stupid money on something if I feel like it's worth it, but I always struggle with ordering food. I hate seeing waste, and I hate overindulging. Vince gets angry when I order pizza for the fam because I try to estimate the exact amount needed and only order that. He's of the mindset that he'd rather have too much food than not enough. I see it as wasteful and a slap in the face to starving people. I know, it's extreme, but it seems bougie to order more food than we know we will eat just because we can. So, for Scar's party, I ordered a nugget tray from Chick-fil-A, and that shit's expensive, so you can suck it, Vince. I got it because Scarlett currently loves Chick-fil-A, and it was her party. There was supposed to be 7 kids there, so I ordered 64 nuggets. It said it served 8 people, and kids aren't full humans yet, so I thought it would be good. But then there's the adults. Oh, shit. Will they stay? Will they eat? Damn it, the stress. I panicked the morning of the party and called to add 30 more nuggets to the order, and then panicked at the party when only 4 kids showed up. All the waste. All the nuggets. Why? Luckily, the local Chick-fil-A was run by 17-year-olds, and they forgot to add the panic nuggets to my order. I saved $25 and relieved my inner sadness at too much food. Okay, I will wrap this up with 2 final rants on what are, in my opinion, the stupidest shit known to mankind. Party favors and thank you notes. Party favors. Such a huge waste of money. Again, I'm frugal, not cheap, folks. Here's a bag of junk as a thank you for coming to our party. I mean, why am I giving you a gift for coming to my party? I already paid money for the party for you to attend. This karaoke session here wasn't free. And now kids expect a treat bag after? What asshole thought of this? Ridiculous. So I don't do party favors. Don't expect them because I'm not wasting my damn money. And finally, thank you notes. Also a waste. I get side-eyed by a lot of people on this comment because I know it sounds like I'm an ungrateful asshole. You should send thank yous, Chrissy. It's rude not to. Says who, damn it? Do you not know that I appreciate you coming to a party and giving a gift? I verbally said thank you to your face when you left, and I always make sure my kids do too. Why do I need to buy a card, write it out, and be sure to mention what you got me? Otherwise, it seems like I'm writing a canned, meaningless words in my card. It's a waste, because you get that card, read it, and toss it right in the trash. How is choosing not to be wasteful rude? I should write thank yous on toilet paper, because at least then it has a purpose in the end. Ha! That's a pun, and I didn't even mean it to be.